Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
I think this should be one of those games that we're all raving about Jeff Hafley, raving about Eric Wilson's guy Xavier McKinney as he gets another interception.
Innovator.
And a fifth straight game. McKinney has an interception again.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
We have this, we're on the video screen. You and I are kind of in normal and old boy's head. It doesn't fit on the screen. His head's so big with that prediction.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch, did Rogers get Robert Saleh fired or what?
I was listening to you guys right before I jumped on, and it's hard to kind of not take that interpretation of it. So Aaron Rodgers has been, and we had a lot of people on our show yesterday, we're done with Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a fascinating athlete. He's a fascinating person in our culture. We have a long, really good history with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. The last year was not good, and there was some chop before that. He has control of what he's doing. He loves Nathaniel Hackett, and by all accounts, the reporting yesterday, the Robert Saleh component to this, and I thought this at the time, and normally you miss a mini camp, it's pretty innocuous. He was here, you know, no big deal. Like, nobody's going to remember if, you know, a Packer player missed a mini camp, and then if it was Jaden Reed or Bill Stead's guy, McKinney. Is anybody going to be talking about McKinney missing a mini camp? No, but when he missed, and he had planned it and told them, and when Robert Saleh came out and said it was an unexcused absence, my antenna went up and thought, this is not going to be good for their relationship, because Aaron, for all of his qualities, he's going to hold a grudge now. And it was, I think at that point, I don't know if the trust or whatever it would be, it was going to cause consternation between the two of them, and it's always easier to fire a coach than to fire players. So now, I think what Woody Johnson has basically said, like, well, listen, we think we have a great roster. Go ahead. And now Aaron Rodgers, here you go.
So now what? Like, who's? I didn't even see who's coaching the team.
Defensive coordinator.
Okay.
Ulbrich.
Man, that's hard, though, going into week six to retool, to change, Tausch?
Yeah, what is that like behind the scenes?
Well, fortunately for me, I never had to deal with an interim coach, but I will tell you this. There's a – just like if you – you know, if we get a new boss or if – you're always – because you have a comfort level and a communication with your old guy. When the new – when Mike McCarthy came in, when he gave us our first talk in, like, March when he got hired, we all – everybody – whoop, you perk up. You sit because – you have to reprove everything. Now, this coach, this is a scenario here where I think Saleh's defense has been pretty good. He's got trust, and he knows everybody. So it's a different deal. What are you going to do differently than the old coach? Because that's your guy hired you. So it's a real tricky scenario that Ulbrich has to go through. But you have to do something different. You can't do the same thing over and over, but you better make sure you're authentic to who you are as a coach and as a person, because NFL players will see through that quickly. What are you going to bring differently than Robert Saleh? And to be honest, I don't know, unless they trade for Devontae, I don't know what this offense is going to do that's going to make their team have more success than what they did with Robert Saleh, because again, it's Jeff Ulbrich's defense. It's Robert Saleh's defense. They kind of pass the offense over to Aaron Rodgers and Nathaniel Hackett, and that's been the part of this team that struggled.
I think it's such an interesting thing you say there, Tausch, because I made the point yesterday when Packers head coach Matt LaFleur was being asked about the Romeo Doubs situation and what he was going to do, and he had sort of this corporate speak of, we're moving forward, we're not looking backwards, we're blah, blah, blah. So, like, you know, he's a football coach, but he's also a boss, a manager in a workplace, just like where you work, where I work. Like, this guy manages people.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing in an NFL locker room is you have to manage. You have a lot. I mean, Vinny, just think about your guys, the team. Everybody's got a personality. Well, just put that on, you know, the testosterone, all of the other stuff, the egos and the money and all the stuff that comes into play. And you have to manage 53 of those. And I really respect the way Goody and the way Matt LaFleur handled this Romeo Doubs. And just like they did with Jair Alexander, if you're going to practice that everybody is accountable and everybody needs to be a good teammate, when someone steps out of line as far as both guys did, it would have been real easy. It's tough to sit your best corner in a season when you're trying to make a playoff push. But if you're going to preach this culture, you better live it. And suspending Jair last year did exactly what they hoped. Jair had to take notice to himself and say, what am I doing? And am I helping the team? And the rest of that locker room takes notice, just like they would if Jair got away with it. What do you think the other guys are going to do? Oh, boy, if that happens, I can do this. You have to make sure you set the standard and then live up to that standard. The Romeo Doubs situation could be fascinating to see how Romeo handles it when he talks to the press, because he's in a situation, the same thing. He needs to get his blank together or the team's just going to move forward. And that's the culture you want to have established.
You should see what it's like trying to control Bilstead around here. Like every show, he's pulling on his jersey.
I am insufferable.
Obnoxious. Just obnoxious.
I see the ego with this McKinney thing just continuing to grow. So I feel for you and Pancake about how
it's not a good
how
stick.
Much that has to be on a daily basis. Oh, God.
Thanks, Tosh.
See ya.